Coach on the road once again, tell you youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. I'm here at Wrigley Field for the Wild Card Series. And I got the man here, MT. How we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Introduce yourself to my audience.
Justin Turner.
What's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been a wild ride, you know. It's been around for a while now. And, you know, if you would have asked me 20 years ago if I'd still be playing this game, I would have thought you were crazy. But just kept pushing, kept loving the game, kept wanting to grow, kept wanting to get better every single day. And, you know, here I am.
Well, JT, you know, I used to scout for 5 major league teams. And I know that Dodgers and the Cubs are 2 of your teams, 2 of the megas of baseball. I mean, what does it mean to have been a part of the Dodgers, won a World Series, now coming over here to Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a pretty awesome time of my career, 9 years over in L.A., and made the playoffs 9 years in a row, won a World Series, played in 3 World Series. But, you know, that's in the past. I'm in a new color now. Well, not a new color. I'm still in blue and red, but over here with a different organization, a passionate organization, a historic organization, and we are looking to do something special.
And you go throw them 3 World Series into my audience. How you gonna brag a little?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you can brag when you've lost 2 of the 3 that you've been in, but you know, it's always good to get there, get that experience, and then, you know, we got a lot of young guys on this team that this is their first taste of the playoffs, so being a sounding board and someone that they can lean on for what to expect in these big games.
And it's been kind of a roller coaster ride this year, especially at the All-Star break. I mean, how do you deal with those situations?
You just keep going. You know, it's a 162-game season for a reason. There's going to be ups and downs, and it's about how you manage them. And you got to keep going and keep pushing through. And, you know, obviously we had a pretty great historic first half, and we hit our little valleys in the second half, but proud of the way the guys have gone about it. You know, no one said it's going to be easy. No one's going to show up to play us because we're the Cubs and just roll over and give us the game. So, you know, you take your lumps and you learn your lessons, and you continue to grow and get better every single day. And I think we're a lot better team for the struggles that we incurred during the second half. We faced adversity. We know we can come out of it in a good place, and you know, that's what's going to happen in these playoffs. You know, things are going to get tough. It's not going to be easy. Things aren't always going to go our ways, but you know, you got to handle adversity and stare it in the eyes and keep going about your business. Put one foot in front of the other.
Last 2 questions. I don't want to hold you too long. You know, it's a young team, and you're the veteran of the team. Rumor has it that they call you Pop on the team.
I've been called a lot of things in there. They can call me whatever they want. I'm just glad to be here and be a part of it. So,
have you had Chicago pizza yet?
Yeah, I've had Chicago pizza for a while now. My wife's from Northwest Indiana, so she spent a lot of summers growing up in Chicago, and we absolutely love it here. This is her first summer back here in almost 20 years, so she's having a blast and just in love. There's not a better place in the country than Chicago in the summertime.
And these fans follow you guys all over the world.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, obviously here at home, it's pretty special. They show up every single day. They pack this house out. They bring the energy. You know, one thing I noticed here, which is similar to Fenway when I played with the Red Sox, I think these are the only 2 parks in all of baseball that, you know, don't put prompts on the scoreboard telling the fans when to cheer, because they're such good baseball people, and they're so knowledgeable about the game that, you know, they know when to make noise. They know when to bring the energy. They know when to cheer. So that's a pretty special thing.
Last question. I'm going to take you way back now. Every kid dreamed of playing in the big leagues. You got that call. You was going to the big leagues. Walked in that locker room for the very first time and saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was special. My first call-up was actually in Fenway. So I got to walk into Fenway Park, into that locker room, see my jersey hanging up, number 83 with the Baltimore Orioles. And it was a long day, actually. We traveled. I had to drive from where were we? We were in we were in North Carolina or somewhere. Had to drive up to Baltimore, got in late that night, woke up early the next morning, took a early flight from Baltimore to Fenway or to Boston, and got to the field around 11:30 and was there all day. Did early hitting at around 1 o'clock, and you know, got my first major league AB that night in the 8th inning. So it was a whirlwind of a day. It's something I never forget. Those first call-ups are special.
cry?
I didn't cry.
I didn't cry.
I was excited though. It was a fun. I got to drive. Like I said, we were in Durham. I got to drive from Durham up to Baltimore. So I had a lot of time on my hands to make phone calls and talk to people and share the news. So that was pretty cool.
Coach on the road. Wild Card Series with the man JT. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.